This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. I'm talking with Kerry Matthews, who's general manager of Shanghai Hawker Pacific, operating an FBO out of Shanghai. Kerry, business over there is understandably difficult in the early stages of development, but what developments have been made and what need to be made, in your opinion, right now?
Well, what we've done in the last couple of years is we've set up the first FBO and MRO combination in the country at Hongqiao International Airport in Shanghai. That MRO has the approval from the CAAC, and it's the first MRO approval that was dedicated for business aviation. Since then, we've had approvals from Hong Kong, Macau, we've added Bermuda, Cayman Islands, and we've also got the first FAA approval overseas in almost a decade. We got that in February of 2013. We've set up authorized service centers for Dassault, Bombardier, for Beechcraft and Hawker, and now today we've announced Cessna. So all those things are incrementally adding to the support capability for business aviation in China. The FBO, we've had very good luck with in the last couple of years. Our traffic so far this year is up over 16% compared to last year. And I think the main story is that, you know, we've got over 80 people working at the facility, and that they've really matured over the last 3 years in supporting business aviation. And that's the real story, is that we've incrementally really increased the capability to handle the corporate aircraft in China. And I just see each year we get a little bit better as we go forward. What challenges do we face? I mean, it's obviously, it's new. It's the first time it's happened in the country, so we have to train, develop, coach, mature all the people that we work with. So it's a daily, you know, learning to crawl, learning to walk, learning to run type program. But we're getting there.
And we're looking at, on the government side, infrastructure improvements. You spoke today with Ed Bolin, who is conducting A-Base over there. He mentioned about 180 airports, a small number for a large country, but he did note that there seem to be an additional 12 to 15 new airports almost every year. Yeah. And you mentioned that business traffic is up. Overall, what new improvements need to be made, and what's really at the top of the priorities list? I know airspace is a big issue. Ed mentioned that you managed to have helicopters flying after having turboprops in the previous year.
Yeah.
What are the baby steps and the big steps we need?
Well, everything. The Chinese are making incremental improvements in the number of airports, the infrastructure, and the airspace. All these things are happening. But I think the most important thing is that people understand how business aviation works. And once that mindset takes hold in the business community inside China and Asia, that will drive everything forward. So it has to be profitable. So the businesses have to be able to make money when they spend a lot of money building the infrastructure, but you have to have enough clients. So it's a lot of baby steps in a number of areas. And we're probably the most prominent infrastructure inside China to date, but we think it's a good step, and it gives people the confidence. And so we think we'll see other facilities develop around China in the smaller airports as the community continues to grow and it becomes more viable. It will happen. It's just going to take time.
Well, now you also mentioned that you feel that at Shanghai you have enough business demand at the present time to put up another hangar.
We're short of hangar space right now. We've got plenty of demand in Shanghai. About 33% of the traffic in China comes in and out of Shanghai. All of China is 33% is in and out of Shanghai. So certainly there's enough demand. We have two parking areas at Hongqiao, one on the south ramp and north ramp, and they're full. So we also have parking at Pudong, which has ample space. But right now we'd like to be able to get up another hangar within the next year to have hangar parking and do expanded maintenance as well.
If you could sum it up, I think it seems to me the role over there isn't just maintenance and operational support, but it goes beyond that, because you're sort of serving as a little bit of a liaison between business aviation community and the government over there.
It is part of our role is to promote the industry with the government and help them understand it. And they're sharp, and they do get it. But our facility serves as a platform for them to learn more about the industry. We have a lot of visits from government officials and business people looking at business aviation so they can understand a little bit better how it works. And it has, I think A-Base has been critical in that capacity of really promoting business aviation for the industry. So it is a little bit of a public service as well for the business aviation around the world.
What do you see as immediate next steps, if there are any?
Building a hangar will probably be the biggest one, and then adding more people in the MRO will probably be the second one for us.
We've been speaking with Kerry Matthews, General Manager, Shanghai Hawker Pacific, operating an FBO out of Shanghai in China. I'm Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.